Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By request, little Mariah Carey.
Dedicated Jack Bowerly.
Coach Bowerly, hope you're listening. And his son, McGill, punting and holding.
Congratulations. That's a Georgia big win for the Georgia Southern Eagles.
That was their, was that their first bowl victory? I know it was their, did they
I think they won. Dale McGee was the coach and they won, didn't
he? Oh, they were, okay. Was that what it was? I'll tell you here in 1 second. They were one in, I'm sorry, wrong Georgia. Let's see. Yeah, okay. They won the GoDaddy in 2015.
Coach, so they're 2-0. Coach McGee, 1-0 is the head coach.
There you go. Getting it done,
hey,
Coach.
Good job on the picks there, man, on the Mariah.
Man, do what I can.
You know, she's got this little deal out now where she's singing in the car with her two little girls, and they're singing it too. So,
oh, is that part of that carpool karaoke thing or whatever?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. You one-up me on everything, man. Carpool karaoke. I'm not into that, but that'd be fun.
Coach Donnan here in the house with us, David
carpool
Johnston.
Karaoke.
And Sam Franco along with you. Programming note, University Tire and Automotive's Bulldog Friday night will be 1 week from Friday. So we'll have one final show leading up to the Sugar Bowl, which will be on New Year's Day night.
That'll be great because we got to preview the two championship semifinal games on 29th.
The next day, exactly.
And then get ready for the Dogs and the Texas Longhorns. Looking forward to
a team that you're going to pull especially against, right, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of respect for Texas. There's no question. But, you know, it's just like – Georgia, Florida. I mean, you know, Oklahoma, Texas is just ingrained, man. I mean, you just.
Plus, Kirby needs a little revenge against Tom Herman.
Yeah, he does. And Sugar Bowl, he hadn't been as good to him. You know, they lost to Utah and they lost to somebody else.
Who else did they lose to?
It was Oklahoma. Had all those.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But you know, the thing, you always want to build for the next year with a big. You know, if you just go back to Kirby's first year, that win over TCU really kind of got things jump-started. You know what I mean? It was just a positive after losing that game to Tech and everything and just put everything on. You know, we've only lost like three games since then, right?
That's right. I mean, yeah, that's right. Let's see.
Four games.
I guess. But still, it's been a very, very impressive run. Before we do start, you know, we've been talking about the Justin Fields potential situation. Tony emailed in 960theref@coxradio.com and said, when you signed Quincy Carter, you had a feeling probably, didn't you, that you were going to have some other guys take off. So what did you start doing?
But not four.
Well, yeah, you had four guys take off. So how did you damage control all of that?
Well, we had four. Well, three of them actually transferred and one actually just quit. And the one that didn't finish career, John England. I'm just so proud of John. He's a CFO of a really of Haynes up there. You know,
good for him.
Just done a tremendous job with his career. And then, of course, Daniel Cobb transferred to JUCO and then went to Auburn. He's doing very well. And so is Mike Ussery. Went to South Florida. Mike Ussery's got a couple enterprising industries around here, and just a tremendous father. And of course, Nate Hibble, we talked about, has got his own restaurant over there, played pro football. So three really good players. Plus, John England was a very good quarterback, too. But
and then our man Corey Phillips had a chance
and
to
then
shine.
We signed David Green, but we wanted to redshirt him. And then Corey Phillips, boy, you talk about a guy that's a graduate of Georgia that's done a really good job. He's got his own company now that, you know, loans money to people that are getting ready to have lawsuits. You know what I mean? He just puts money out to them to help them defend themselves.
Right.
And has done a tremendous job over there in Atlanta. You got some really nice young family. But, you know, you just look back over your quarterbacks over the years, this certain thing about them, their leadership to go with their type of kids they are, you just, that means so much to been involved with them. And, you know, speaking to Quincy, I mean, you know, he was just such a – it started out really good and didn't end up as well. But, you know, it was one of those deals where he did a good job for us, and then we got some injuries there and didn't have as many receivers our last year. But the one thing that I would say publicly, everybody makes all these statements about Quincy, but we have no control as a coach or any coach in any sport of any kind of drug testing, you know, on campus.
Right.
So, but the whole time he's here, and you can ask Coach Dooley or Ron Corson, he went through all the NCAA testing, all the testing we had, and he never tested positive once. Now in the pros he did, so everybody just naturally thinks he was like that here. So I all I can say is we went through all the protocol here, but he did a good job for us and broke his thumb. People didn't believe he broke his thumb, but he did, and we made that decision to redshirt David Green with four games to go, and we ended up losing two of them, but Corey did a good job for us.
You'd have those redshirt rules now. You could have played Greeny.
Hey, I mean,
it's crazy.
You know, not many guys had a better college career than David Green had. And
one of the all-time greats.
Another, you talk about recruiting. His mom and dad went to Auburn, and he went over there for a spring game between his junior and senior year, and they really, you know, there's a lot of kids visiting there. You know, I mean, but they didn't really roll out the red carpet like, you know, sometimes you do. I mean, I think it's kind of one coach thought another guy was taking care of him, but he didn't really get as compared to us. And my son Todd did a tremendous job recruiting David, and we got David, and then the next year we got leaving here. We had Pollock and Russ, who comes on your show
Russ
all
Tanner.
The time. There's a lot of great kids that played here.
Well, I still tell people the two best high school football players I ever saw when I was covering that back in the day was Quincy was number one, and then the other guy was the guy that never made it, who went to Central Gwinnett High School, named Timmy Smith. He was a running back.
Probably good. I don't remember Timmy.
And he was unbelievable, but he just – it wasn't in the cards for him.
Well,
talks – the other, and I never really saw him play, but people talk about Monte Williams at Commerce.
Yeah, he was great.
How great he was.
Small running back.
Exactly, exactly.
He had a big kid that played there too that went to Clemson with him. And I think – the thing about Quincy, the one thing you remember that game against LSU, I don't think anybody quarterback anywhere has had a better game than he had that game.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, those are taking us back down memory road there just a little bit. Why don't we look ahead a little bit, Coach?
Yeah,
if there's any – let me see what else we have here. Chad says – this is anti-Nickelback Chad, Sam. That was when Logan was here.
He's what now?
It's a band that.
As long as he's down with, not down with Nickelback.
Yeah.
That's good.
Ask Coach if he still has any of those signature tall hats like he wore back in the day, because those were awesome. Those IGA hats. Do you know what those were?
You talking about the ones that are like they have the bill, but they're like
they kind of sit up a little, or they a little higher.
Yeah, the high hats.
I don't know that they set up. They were set like that. My head was so big they didn't fit.
That's how it is.
I think he's busting me a little bit. I can't. I told him we needed some larger hats when I got here, and we finally started getting them. But can't do anything. Yeah, God only gives you one body. You got to do what you can with it. But,
I suggest eBay. Those old stuff usually pop up on there.
Yeah,
pretty good.
But we had some good gear, man. I tell you, Nike took care of us, and we always tell our players and staff, hey, you want to look good in your uniform. Dress to kill, man. Go out there like, you know, you're proud of your school and you're proud of your emblem. Look good in your uniform.
Also, let's see, this is from our man Michael Kay in Jefferson. Actually, it's just a little snapshot of the recruiting rankings, I guess, right now. Florida's number 21. He's with 0 5 stars, 10 4 stars, 8 3 stars. I know How much do you, like, this day and age, do you pay as much attention to the national recruiting rankings?
You know, I pay a little more attention because I'm on this show and try to keep up with it. But I think the thing that's really saying in here, if you're at the University of Florida, like, and you look at the last few years that they're recruiting, there's a reason why they're not as competitive right now, because they've always been in the top 15 for sure, particularly with all the kids you can draw from. I mean, you don't even have to drive more than 2 or 3 hours from Gainesville and look at all the guys you can hit. So, but if you look at the transition between Florida, Miami, and Florida State, over the last couple of years, they just haven't recruited on the national level that they normally do. And you look at the teams that are taking over for them, Georgia being in the top five, Clemson. Yeah, that's the pick he was talking about.
Thanks, our man Steve, for sending that over.
Oh, yeah.
See, I like those hats too, Coach.
That's pretty good looking.
That's a good photo right there.
It doesn't look like it fits real good, though. But
I like
I used to never get any headaches, but sometimes I got headaches during games because my hat hurt my head so bad. But I'm going to tell you this, truthfully, about the hats. This is a story now. The first year I was at Georgia, we were on the Nike deal, and we got a memo from this Nike guy that said, "Hey, Coach, you need to patrol your players better during the game." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, you had two guys that had their shoes spatted, you know, tape over their Nike.
Right.
And you had one guy on the sideline that didn't have a Nike hat on that was signaling the plays." So I said, "Well, my bad. I was just trying to coach. I was just trying to beat South Carolina, man."
Yeah.
But can you imagine? They're surveying that stuff. Well, they're putting a lot of money on. Yeah. So I had to assign a GA to go through the locker room and see who had their shoes spatted. I told the trainers, "Don't spat somebody." But Robert Edwards, you know, hurt his ankle, and we had to spat him. So I sent a call to the guy. I said, "Look, don't get mad. We're going to get Robert Edwards, but we're going to take a magic marker and put a Nike swoosh over his spat."
Yeah, exactly. That's what you have to do. It's funny, Kirby was talking about, you know, players and knowing certain players and that kind of thing, the guys you're recruiting. And he's like, "Herschel Walker, these guys we're recruiting now, they don't even know they don't remember Robert Edwards."
Right.
I mean, that's what's so funny.
That's different than, you know, you just take it for granted. And I tell you something that's huge now in recruiting in football, like it was in basketball with these AAU basketball players and all on these shoes now. Adidas is getting into these football players now. And some of these guys are going to Adidas schools because what's looming out there.
Have they not learned their lesson from basketball?
I'm sure Nike, same thing. But, I mean, one guy told me, I was talking to him, "Why would he go there?" He said, "Adidas." So I don't know what Adidas is doing, but
I know what Adidas is doing. They're the hot ticket item right now. I mean, I'm wearing.
Well, I mean, you got an Adidas toboggan on, man. What does the front of it say?
Oh, it's Atlanta United.
Oh yeah, but I mean, hey, I knew that was
the game. I'm wearing Adidas shoes too, man. I mean, their shoe game right now is much better than Nike's. They've got Kanye West. They've got James Harden. That's the thing. To kids, it's like Dave's over here chuckling.
I am.
But that's not something to laugh
and
about.
They got Sam Franco. They got Sam
Franco. But you know what I mean? It's serious.
They got Sam Franco, the voice of the dogs, yes, over there. I mean, he's kicking on that Adidas gear when he's welcome to the Coliseum.
Well, I'm just saying, like, and not being something like, but it's serious. It's not like I'm not joking when I say that. That's the truth.
I didn't think you were.
No,
these kids go to bowl games, they want to know what kind of gear they're getting. I mean, beside the gear, I mean, they go to a shopping deal over there at the Butts Mirror, and they go around. They got so many points that they get to use for each thing they want to order, you know. And it's great because you don't want to be giving them something they don't want. But, you know, some guy wants some earbuds. Some guy wants this. I mean, so they just go out but you want to make them happy. And my deal is give them all you can because they don't – even though they get a stipend now, hey, give them as much money. We used to give them cab fare over there because the NCAA would give it to us, even though we were riding buses all the places. But, you know, we used to give them money for meals, and we would go in there when we finished practice, we'd have a little snack for them. But, you know, hey, you're breaking the rules a little bit, but you're just bending them a little. But give them some money.
Well, we last week we had gone through like the bowls that had the best swag bags and the ones that had the worst ones too. And like you said, you've had a lot of experience with how the players
approach that stuff. Morale is critical. I mean, if guy's worrying about what kind of swag he's got, or he's worrying about where he's eating and all that instead of the game, it's not good. And I remember one time we went to a bowl, and I'm not going to say what school, but they said, hey, we need to really watch our spending and all that and blah, 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 blah. And then the president of the school had a Christmas party over there on about the third floor, and you know, the bill for it was over 50 grand. And I guarantee you, over half the people were supposed to come didn't come, you know, this big dinner and everything. But that's the way it goes. That those things happen. But when we were at the Fountain Blue, and we stayed at Fountain Blue down there at the Orange Bowl, and Julio Iglesias was playing.
Oh, yeah.
The night before the national championship game in 85, and he was down there at at the Fountain Blue. And we had a big place upstairs where the coaches could go and, you know, hospitality suite, okay? So night before the national championship game, we're kind of kicking back. The hay's in the barn, you know, we're just sitting up there talking. And this guy who's assigned to us, you know, you have a guy that's your Orange Bowl rep. You know, whatever you want, he's going to try to help, you know, get you reservations at Joe's Stage,
right.
Stone Crab, or whatever it might be. But he keeps asking us, hey, does anybody want any tickets to watch Julio? You know, you know, must have said it at least four times, you know, and nobody reacted to it. Can you imagine any coach wanting to go watch Julio Iglesias the night before the national championship? So finally, Switzer goes over to him and says, hey, we're playing for the national championship tomorrow night. You think we're worried about watching Julio? And he said a couple bad words. He said, you think we're worried about watching Julio Iglesias?
Just put that guy in his place.
Hey, but so we didn't go to the Julio banquet.
That's pretty funny. Coach Donnan's here in the studio with us. And we said we were going to talk about some of these games. Do you have not talking about the two playoff games, and maybe not talking about the Dogs, but like either the Rose Bowl or the Peach, the Fiesta? You got one of those that you really looking forward to? I know you look forward to all of them. I get that, but is
I want to see what's going to happen with Kentucky. You know, it's showtime.
Yeah.
It's showtime for Kentucky. I mean, everybody's saying, "Hey, the guy's the coach of the year." You know, he won that. I mean, they folded at the end of the year, losing to Tennessee, but they came back and beat there at the end of the year. I mean, lost to Tennessee, and then they beat Vandy. What's going to happen? You know. With them against Penn State team, who's a solid team. I think that one. And then South Carolina, Virginia, Florida against Michigan. You know, the whole East, those are three teams. And then Missouri, who came on and won at the end of the year like they did. How's Mizzou going to play against – who are they playing, Purdue?
Oklahoma State. That's the Liberty Bowl.
Who
yeah.
plays Purdue?
That's Auburn.
Auburn, yeah.
In the Music
so
City.
So there's a lot of games that could go back or forth there with, you know, teams that Auburn's got a new offensive coordinator. Gus is going to call the plays. Auburn's like 1-5 in bowl games under Gus, or 1-4, I think. So, but I would say all those games right there. And then, of course, the game, I think Clemson will take care of Notre Dame pretty easily. I look for Oklahoma to score a lot of points on Alabama. This, to me, is the – very good offensive team, a limited special teams team where they're punting and kicking Alabama, but their defensive secondary and their coordination between their front, we just attacked them the whole game. I think Oklahoma will get after them.
You know, it's a tricky game. We could say the better team, but it's a tricky game for Bama, just like it was for Georgia last year.
Yeah, it really is. And if you look at the stats, which I look at, out of the last 15 national championship teams, 14 of the 15 were in the top 20 in the country in total defense in some capacity. The only time a team won it was when Cam played for Auburn in 2010, and he was you know, just an unbelievable player. When you got Kyler Murray there with Oklahoma, who just won the Heisman Trophy, the same kind of player, playing against Alabama. So I don't think that they can beat them, but Alabama could lose that game if they play as ineffective on offense as our defense made them play, because they're going to get some points scored on them. I mean, you know, this team can score on anybody.
The over-under in that game is only 80.
80?
My God. So with the over-under and you build in the point spread, Vegas is saying Bama's going to win 47-33.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go over on that game. I don't think it'll be a track meet type game. But people don't have any idea, unless you went to the game, how fast those Alabama receivers are in person. And they don't understand how quick and fast Kyler Murray is at quarterback. Who, if you look at the MO for Nick Saban's teams, the teams over the years, you go back to Mississippi beating them with a mobile quarterback, to Johnny Football at Texas A&M, the way they were able to get after him with their wins, Cam Newton. I mean, the mobile quarterback has been always – and then Deshaun Watson has always been the difference maker for him. You know, the guy at Cardale Jones was not quite as mobile, but he had Ezekiel Elliott back there playing for him. So I think they're going to challenge Alabama, I mean, probably more than people think. And they'll say, well, the Big 12 doesn't play against that many great teams. But, hey, who did Alabama play this year beside LSU and us? I mean, who did they play?
Well, you're right, except they played everybody and just beat the stew out of them.
But Arkansas scored 31 on them.
Yeah.
And Arkansas is the worst team since Coach Kramer made us in two divisions. But they scored it on, you know, some second half they got 14 more, but they got 17 in the first half. But you can go back and forth a lot of different ways on it. But I like and it's not because of my Oklahoma background. I just think if you just look at Nick and – to me, you got to look at him as being close to being the coach of the year. He lost seven coaches, new coordinator on offense and defense, and they really did a great job of handling their quarterback situation. Any way you look at it, I mean, Hurts was there when they needed him. But their defensive staff is very inexperienced. I mean, nobody's ever called defenses before. The guy that's their secondary coach was at UT San Antonio last year. That doesn't mean he's not a great coach, but, I mean, he hadn't been in – you know, you playing games with 20,000 people, and now you got 90 and 100,000. So, but Nick's in charge, and he'll do a good job. But we pulled their pants down in the first half. Coach Chaney, Coach, all those guys, we go unbalanced four wides, and they didn't know how to line up. Did you notice how many times they looked like Grantham was calling the defense over there? We got them. We got some really good mismatches, and Jake was on fire throwing the ball, and our receivers ran some great routes. And we had the one drop in the end zone by Hardman, but, man, we attacked them. And I guarantee you Lincoln Riley will attack them. I mean, he's an offensive guru.
When we come back, if you guys want to do this, we won't use the point spreads, but we'll just we'll put 11 SEC teams on blast and pick who we think is going to win.
I like it.
Not points, just straight up in the bowl game. The point in the bowl games, the point spreads. I mean, to me, it's harder to think that Bama's a bigger favorite over Oklahoma than Clemson is over Notre Dame.
What's our spread, like 10 or 11?
We were 13, or we were 12 as of yesterday. Let me see what it is now. It had gone up, believe it or not. It might have even gone up to 13.
I wonder if they take it off the board because Fields is up in the air.
Yeah. Hey, Georgia by 13.
So. I would say this, though. Looking at Texas right now, defensively, offensively, they got the quarterback that can hurt you running, and they got the great receiver that we're going to have to
– Little John. Little Jordan.
Little Jordan.
Have to throw some different looks at him. And our defensive staff's going to be – you know, in a situation in flux there without Coach Tucker. But, you know, certainly Coach Smart will take care of it. But I would say that they're very similar to Kentucky defensively, you know.
Yeah.
Their personnel. And you look what we did to Kentucky.
All right, we're going to put the SEC on blast when we come back.
What does that mean? You got to answer quickly?
If there's somebody that needs to be called out, we're going to call them out.
Yeah, exactly. Putting them on blast means that, in a sense, it means that you're kind of calling them out, like Dave said. But we're putting them on blast in terms of we're putting them in the spotlight. Are they going to win or are they going to lose?
You going to call me out or call the team out?
Oh, no, the team.
Just
the
team. Please don't call me out. Please
we're just picking games.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, Dave was just trying to, you know, pizzazz it up a little.
All right,
yeah.
I like it. Put them on blast. Hey, Sammy sang goodbye to me with my best song ever.
That's right. This was the final request of the year for Coach Donovan.
I mean, listen to this background. Ding, 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 ding. Just let it go for just a second. That is an arm wrapper right there.
Johnny and Joe. Welcome back into the morning show. We are presented by St. Mary's Healthcare System, Sam Franco, David Johnston, and Coach Donnan along with you here. And, Dave, I guess it's better do it now than never. Time to put them on blast.
And here's the thing. We got 11 SEC teams, so we can't spend a whole lot of time talking about each game. So we'll just say who's going to win straight up. We'll get the point spread, but we'll just go with you ready to go on this, Coach?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to start out in the Texas Bowl. Vandy and Baylor on December 27th. Vandy's favored by 4.5.
Who's going first?
I'll take Baylor.
I'll take Vanderbilt.
Sam likes Vandy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, Baylor has had a very up-and-down season. It seems like in their losses, though, they got their butt kicked.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Baylor Bears.
There's, it's – by the way, you are – I'm D, Sam is S, and you're C for coach.
All right.
All right so that's how I'm going with this.
Oh, we're
going
to keep score?
We're putting this all on blast.
Yeah, okay. That's how you put someone on blast.
Yes.
All right, that's good. Let's go for it. What's
which,
next?
By the way, that's
let's
two
rotate
sixes.
Who goes next.
All right, you get to go first on this one, Coach. Let's see. We're going to go Auburn and Purdue Music City Bowl on Friday the 28th at 1:30. And Auburn's favored by a field goal.
I'm going to go with Auburn.
Sam? This is a tough one, isn't it?
This is in Music City. Okay. I'm going to go Purdue.
Sam's going to take Purdue.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Auburn. I don't know. After last year, I don't know. I think they're due to win a game. Purdue's weird, though. They are weird.
Talent discrepancy there.
Let's see here. All right, next up will be
you're first this time.
Sam, you're on deck.
Okay.
Florida and Michigan on the 29th, and that's the Peach Bowl. So that's the lead into the playoff. And Michigan's favored by 7.5. But who do you like straight up?
Michigan, just because I'm not going to pick Florida. That's literally the only reason.
I'm with you on that one. I think Michigan wins.
I like Michigan big.
So we're all in agreement on Michigan. All right, so it's back to me. And I get South Carolina and Virginia in the Belk Bowl at noon on that same day. South Carolina's favored by 5. I got to go with the Gamecocks. Coach?
Yeah, I mean, Virginia's on a downer. I mean, they lost their last 3 games. I mean, South Carolina's got a little momentum after that big win over Akron. I'm going to go South Carolina.
What about you, Sam?
Scar.
You know, take Scar, so it's a sweep on that one. All right, let's see. Who's up? Coach, you're up next. And believe it or not, the next SEC team to play is Bama against Oklahoma. On the 29th, who do you like in this one straight up?
I'm going to pick Oklahoma in an upset.
Oh, there you go. Coach, I love you. I'm going to take Bama. Sam?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you?
I mean, you got to take Alabama, but I'm just trying to make sure you guys have a chance.
It's a tricky game, though. All right. It's a tricky game. Let's see. Next SEC team up will be... who's up? Sam, you're up.
Sure.
Mizzou and Oak State in the Liberty Bowl on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, this is the game that I've said is probably the most intriguing non-New Year's Six Bowl for me, just because I think that it can be very high scoring. I'll go with Drew Lock in Missouri. I think Drew Lock has, you know, he's got one more game here other than, I guess, you know, the postseason games. He's got one game to prove that he should be a top drafted quarterback.
Yeah. Fight, yep. Tigers, fight for old Mizzou. Right behind you. I'm always with you.
I knew you weren't going to pick Oklahoma State.
I can't pick Oklahoma State.
I knew that. I would.
That's the difference between culture and agriculture. 69 miles, how far it is from Norman to Stillwater.
That's good.
All right, the final game of the night on New Year's Eve is NC State and Texas A&M, where A&M's favored by about a touchdown. This is in the Taxpayer Bowl. I'm gonna. You know what? I'm going goofy on this one. I'm going to take NC State.
I would have taken State, but they lost their offensive line coach and their offensive coordinator for this game.
That's a good point.
A&M, to me, they're putting a lot of hay in the barn, you know, with the new, you know, their top three recruiting class, all of them, everything's going with them. I think the stars are pointing in the right direction for A&M for this game.
Sam?
Yeah, I'll go. I like Coach's explanation there.
Yeah, I don't like this island that I'm on that one. But hey,
you can change.
I said it first. I'll stay with it. I'll stay with it. I'll eat it if that's what happens.
Where's
there.
The pressure pack show today,
I
man?
Know, man. Come in
here. All of a sudden. Hey. All right. Who's up next? Is it back to you, Sam?
Sure.
All right. This is New Year's Day. Mississippi State taking on Iowa in the Outback Bowl at high noon.
Oh, I guess I'll go Mississippi State. Yeah. Only because it's closer.
Coach. Yeah, I'm going with the Cowbells.
Yeah, I am too.
And their defense is good, man. Like, you know,
and Iowa can't.
Hopefully Simmons and Sweat.
Iowa can't score if you leave the field.
Let's see. Next up will be Kentucky and Penn State in the Citrus Bowl New Year's Day. I'm going to take Penn State in this one, Coach.
Yeah, I'm going with Penn State just because I just don't see it with Kentucky. I mean, they looked terrible in a bowl game last year. I mean,
Penn State's the touchdown favorite, Sam.
Am I going to take Penn State? Snell, no. Give me Kentucky.
What is it about Penn State that chaps your butt?
Well, nothing. I just wanted to say Snell, no.
Yeah, they've been – Kentucky's been doing this thing about Snell, yeah. So
well,
Sam Snell's said Snell, no.
Well, in his statement about playing in the bowl game, he goes, am I playing in the bowl game? Snell, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I didn't hear that one.
All right, Coach, you're up. We're going to the Fiesta Bowl, LSU in Central Florida.
You know, I'd like to pick Central Florida, but I just think LSU, if they play like they're capable of, they just got too many people horse-wise. But we thought Auburn was going to beat them last year, too. So, but I'm going with
That's right. That's right.
Do they have any Mexican gumbo out here?
Yeah, exactly. That sounds good, actually. Let's see. By the way, LSU is favored by a touchdown. Sam?
You know, the big key here is if LSU plays up to their capability. And with no Greedy Williams, you know, that's obviously one that if he's not into it, maybe that creeps into some of the other players' mentality of why should I be into this if he's not going to play. But, you know, if McKenzie Milton's playing, I'd pick UCF. He's not.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with LSU.
Hey, I agree.
Hey, that's why I'm picking LSU. You play a big game like that without your quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Daryl Mack, who's pretty good talent, but he's good.
Remember on our last show, we talked about that Mack kid was a better quarterback than people gave him credit for because we saw him against East Carolina, and then he comes in there against Memphis and plays like the Russians are in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, he played unbelievable.
All right, let's see. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, only one left.
And that is the dogs.
Are we in agreement? Well, I know where I stand. I know where Coach stands. I'm pretty sure I know where Sam stands, too.
Yeah.
Georgia is a 13-point favorite in that
thing. I don't know about the 13, but I do know that Texas is got a quarterback that can run, but it's not the traditional running. We've talked about this.
Yeah, they run the power running.
That's what I'm
saying. Single wing type stuff. But
he's like a fullback.
Yeah, he's 225. He's good. But, you know, I will say this. Unless we just have a torrent of injuries and all, I think that we've lost our last game until next year's SEC championship game. I think we're going to run the table till then, and we can probably win it then.
So you're saying is we don't have to worry about losing a game until next year's SEC?
I don't think we're going to lose. I'm predicting right now we're going to run the table till next December.
hey, it'll be a, it's been a great run so far. By the way,
schedule, if people talk about our schedule, I mean, our schedule really, instead of playing LSU there, we're playing Texas A&M here.
Right.
We do have to go to Tennessee, Auburn, but, you know, and Notre Dame will be okay. But, I mean, that's Notre Dame's a little tougher than Austin Peay.
We'll be just yes. We'll be able to. You and I will be together one final time next Friday night for University Tire and Automotive's Bulldog Friday Night.
So yeah, I hope you have a good trip, man. That's going to be great for you and Carol. And
we're looking forward to seeing the family.
I'm going to be listening to you and Bramer in the morning. That'll be good. You'll be eating some good groceries out there too.
Oh, you got that right. They got that breakfast buffet out there.
Yeah, I do. Just want to say one thing. A lady that's worked for me for 20 years. Gloria Taylor lost her brother last night, and I want to give her – I just heard this, got a text to give – she's been a loyal worker over at UGA, too, works over there at the softball compound, and you probably see her around there at the soccer when you're over there, Sam. But Gloria's been a good lady to me and my family, and my deepest condolences.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Coach –
hey, it's great to be back with you guys, man. I've been missing you, and, hey, hopefully we get back again.
Well, Merry Christmas
September.
To you and the family.
Will we start back again September?
So it'll be here before
we
know it.
Are we spring game? Or we
no,
do
we'll
one
have a National Signing Day, right?
All right, hey,
and
just
then
tell
the spring
me.
Game.
I'm ready. I'm like an old maid, man. I'm available.
If UCF beats LSU, they'll be the first team to go undefeated and untied in back-to-back seasons since Joe Pa in Penn State back in the late 60s.
Really?
So does that give them incentive to win?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got to think they're going hard. But, you know, playing without Milton and playing against that LSU front, I mean, you got to block those guys. I mean, and the other thing is how motivated is LSU? Like you said, how motivated they're going to be. But just it'll be interesting to see. But I do want to say this, too. You just don't take it for granted, the complete machine that Kirby Smart's built here at Georgia,
yep.
On and off the field, the character of these players, the academic profiles that they're meeting within the institution. And I just think that, you know, you're going to have some guys leave, and you can't blame them, but I look for this team to be a real juggernaut.
Well, the Justin Fields situation, you just got to always remember, one player's never bigger than the entire program.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just something to think about with that. Coach, you're the best.
All right, have a good trip.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. See you next Friday for University Tire and Automotive's Bulldog Friday night from 6 until 8. We'll come back, wrap things up right after this here on 960 The Ref.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.